Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could give you clarity and certainty and confidence to take your training, your eating habits to the next level, what would that question be? All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, one way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through. When it comes to your training, your exercise habits, the way you eat, your nutritional habits, that one new distinction, that breakthrough, that challenge that you've been going through can be solved with just a little bit of clarity. Now, I'm here to give you that clarity and launch you into a new level of physical, mental, and the emotional growth that comes along with it. Let's get the total package as we're working out in the gym. This isn't just about having big muscles or a ripped six-pack. Let's get the full value out of this whole journey, this whole process that we love so much, that we're challenged so much. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Show. I am Skip LaCour. This Bodybuilding and Training Talk Show is brought to you by skiplacour.com. That's my website, skiplacour.com. Check it out for training, nutrition, motivation, nutritional supplement information. All that's available for you. Sign up for my weekly newsletter where I send out tips all throughout the year to keep you on track, keep you motivated, give you specific strategies that you need when it comes to everything from training, nutrition, and the all-important mental aspects. So go to skiplacour.com. Check out my DVDs. Most of the men that I train are visual guys who like to learn by watching. I have a whole package of DVDs there that I'm sure will take you to the next level. So check out skiplacour.com. Also, Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by the Manformation Show. And that's my talk radio show and my website, manformation.com, where we teach alpha male leadership quality. So in addition to having great fitness strategies, we have leadership qualities to help you take all levels of your life to the next level. So check that out at manformation.com. And Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition Products. Website at ast-ss.com, ast-ss.com. Check out their complete line of the highest quality state-of-the-art nutritional supplements. Also, AST Sports Science, the inventors of the Max OT training program. Max OT, maximum overload training. And that's how you build muscle and lose body fat in the shortest period of time, effectively and efficiently, using your time the most effectively and efficiently, and your efforts that way too. So check out the AST Sports Science website, ast-ss.com. Click the link and get free access to the Max OT training program where it is explained in full detail. Now, I know you hear about it all throughout this show. You have a lot of callers that may mention it all throughout the internet, and you may Google Max OT. Go to the AST Sports Science website and get the facts straight from the source and sign up for that free program. I want to welcome to the show this morning my co-host from Australia. He stays up really late to join the show if you're listening in the U.S. or North America. Welcome, Ben. How are you today, sir?
Yeah, doing fabulous. Great to be here. Thanks so much. Absolutely.
All right. Now, I was talking to Ben earlier this week, and Ben has quite a clientele. He does a lot of the same things that I do in Australia. He's an up-and-coming fitness professional in Australia. He does a lot of personal training, but he also deals with a more corporate aspect, integrating these health and fitness concepts into the business world, too. He's got some big plans. You're going to hear a lot more from Ben Lewis. Oh, and by the way, check both of us out, Ben Lewis, B-N-L-E-W-I-S, on Facebook. Become a friend of Ben Lewis. Also, go to Facebook and become one of my friends, Skip LaCour. Go to Facebook. There you can. I do a lot of things on communicating every single day. So I have so many things out on the internet, whether they're podcasts or motivational minutes or free e-books or free exercises. The best way to stay in touch with me on a day-to-day basis as we work through this computer technology is to go through Facebook. So become one of my friends on Facebook. Become one of Ben's Lewis's friends on Facebook, too. So I was talking to Ben, and he's talking about how when we take down the nutrition strategy, the training strategy, and everybody wants specific results. And he talked about a particular client that he had where he was talking about the emotions and manage the emotions, and it reminded him of a lot of work that I talked about. So, Ben, tell me about your experience, and tell me how important you think managing your emotions is to your bodybuilding, training, health and fitness efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. I can just really see that it's just of key importance. You know, it's just so important. And with this particular client that you're speaking about, that at points with his training and everything that he's doing, you know, it's great. He's really getting that momentum, and everything is coming together. He's feeling amazing about what he's doing, and many people are commenting him about the way he looks. And I feel that at these times, you know, there's such a positive emotional state and a resonance that's going on. And, you know, this builds more confidence with himself. You know, he's achieving his goals. And at those times, you know, he's able to work harder again. And, you know, it's just great for him. But I find that at other times, you know, if he's, something happens, or, you know, maybe just a little bit off track, he may be having a few difficult things which are going on, and at those times he may be feeling, you know, slightly inadequate, and just, you know, looking at this, you know, pattern, how he's moving from one space to another space, you know, from one point which is very positive, it's like an A loop which is expanding, and then at other times it may be negative, and just looking at his emotions and how they actually, you know, just swaying from one to the other, and how this can happen in a short period of time. And just doing our best to actually help him to actually master that emotional state, so he can be a lot more consistent with that, how that's going to really accelerate things for him.
So now his emotions are just on a constant roller coaster, up and down, and you can't necessarily, by you objectively looking from the outside, he should be very happy with his efforts. Little things throw him off. Now, this show is for you out there, for the caller. So if you can identify with what Ben is saying, if you want to talk to us about this challenge that you're having, we can help coach you through it, the emotional roller coaster ride that goes with our bodybuilding, training, health, and fitness efforts. I want you to call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I see many of you joining us in the blog talk radio chat room. That's awesome. You can type in questions, comments there. But I want you to call and get some one-on-one coaching. If you've listened to this show before, when you talk about your unique challenges and I'm talking directly to you, the coaching becomes a lot more effective than listening passively. So, again, that number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. And I'm going to give you a free bonus just for taking the time and getting the courage to call into the show. And that's my free ebook. It's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's a $24.99 value, yours for absolutely free, just for participating in the show and getting coaching at the same time. So call into the show, 347-326-9145. So back to your client, what was the coaching that you gave him, Ben? What was the advice that you gave to him on his particular situation? And did you find out specifically what was the things that were said to him? What were the things that had to happen that threw him off track? What were the things that kept him going? Was it outside influence when people told him he was doing well?
Definitely spot on. That's it. I really feel it's a combination of those things, really to do with, you know, the outside influence of other people. You know, when people are saying, you know, you're looking incredible, you're looking great. You know, he just loves that, and it takes his training and his efforts to a higher level, and he's a lot more consistent with the things that he's doing. But, you know, at other times, you know, there may be, you know, a negative influence or people that aren't really backing him, and certainly that would affect him, just being maybe a bit sensitive, you know, to that. And I could just really witness that and see that happening in his life. And really, when I was reading some of your work, Skip, Thinking Big Too, which is just an incredible resource of information, there is some information there. You were speaking about becoming our own spin doctors and actually having the ability to control the emotions through way that we perceive different, you know, the way that people can comment on us. So, for example, you know, if someone's saying, you know, you look great, you know, some people might get themselves into a funk about that. You know, they may not be, yeah, whereas, you know, another people, for example, if you've got small arms, if someone says you've got small arms, using that as a catalyst to actually push yourself, you know, to another level. So just the way in which he perceives what people are saying, just having the ability to switch that around. You know, he has a choice in each moment there.
Right. So now, let me use that term. I explain it in the book, Thinking Big, too. Some people may not be familiar with that term. That's a political term, the spin doctors. And basically what that is you'll see this on the cable television show networks when, you know, they're going back and forth in some type of debate. An event happens, the president of the United States or some political figure can say something. And the people who are for him will take his words and spin them in a way, you know, create a reality, an interpretation of what he has just said into a very positive for everybody. What a great man who's going to be doing great things for his community. And then you have the negative people who are opponents of this political leader who will take the very same words, the very same emotion, the very same intonation and quality, voice qualities of those words and spin them in a negative way. So it's the same information, same presentation thrown out there by the very same person, and you have the different spin doctors who can turn it into something very positive or very negative. So that's what a spin doctor is, and what Ben was talking about is that you have to become your own spin doctor. Whatever things are going on in your life, whatever things that are said to you when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts, what it looks like in the mirror after a lot of hard work. I mean, you can spin it in a way to empower you or disempower. You can spin it as something positive or negative. You create your own reality. And that's what managing your emotions is all about. Now, you talked about the outward influence. I mean, what, and I definitely know what you're talking about. If I was, you know, in peak condition for a bodybuilding contest back in the day, and, you know, months and months and months of strict dieting, cardio, training, just chiseling myself down, well, I'm no longer at the higher body weight that I was on the off season. I would have so many people come to say, man, you're getting small. Wow. You're losing a lot of size. And, you know, as a self-conscious bodybuilder who's put all these months of hard work on the line and the contest is up in a week or so, that's not what you want to hear. But they're the thing is, you're battling with your mind. You got to get control of your emotions. And that time you're dieting, you have no food, you know, your moods are going up and down with no carbohydrates in your system. You got to compose yourself and say, hi. They're comparing me to when I was in my a lot of body fat in my off season. They know nothing about bodybuilding. They know nothing about the process. They have no idea what I look like when my shirt is off. Okay, they don't know what they're talking about. I'm going right on track. Get back to where I am. That makes sense, Ben. Can you identify with that?
Absolutely, definitely. Yeah, certainly I can, for sure. Yeah, I suppose. You know, that's really where it's at. It has to do with those outside influences, people, you know, their comments and that type of thing. You know, some people really support him in his life, but I think that he's, you know, making major changes. Maybe some people feeling threatened by this person, you know, and just want to hold him back in that way. So, yeah, that's it. And
when it comes to, I'll give you another example, and I get these emails all the time. It's those who participate in the Max OT training program. And for some people, I mean, just Joe average guy in the gym who just starts out, or even the guy who just does whatever is said in the magazines, what the majority of people do, when they see him training heavily and doing 4 to 6 reps, whatever their reason is, whether they're threatened or they just don't understand, And they come up to the guy who's training Max OT and saying, hey, those 4 to 6 reps, is that going to work? Is there enough muscle stimulation? Is there enough time under tension? Whatever, words that they use for it. And I get a lot of emails from guys saying, oh, well, what do I say? Am I doing this right? It rocks their sense of certainty. They take those words and they spin them in a way that disempowers them. And the funny thing is, when if I happen to coach them on the phone, or maybe I don't necessarily send a lot of emails for questions, but I might direct you someplace to read where this the pertinent writing is already posted on the internet somewhere. But I'll ask them, well, what kind of results are you getting? And they'll say, fantastic, awesome. I've gained 10 pounds in the last 3 months or whatever. And I say, well, then what's the matter what somebody else says of it working for you? Again, they're not being good spin doctors and taking that situation. It's disempowering them. But let me ask you this. How much do you think your client or any person should even be directed by outside influences at all, whether it is great comments or a negative comment?
Okay. I really feel that, pretty much it's irrelevant, and, what's of most value is how they think about themselves.
And so what strategies can you give them to take the focus on what other people say, whether it's positive or negative, and put that focus back on them? What things off the top of your head can you give them?
Right. Okay, it might be just just a thought, or just something that they can state themselves. It might be something like, what other people think of me is none of my business. It's what I think of me that counts, and that's all that counts. Just something basic. But I'm sure there's plenty of other strategies just to utilize.
Yeah, there are. That's a great one just to keep in mind. I've said this term, this phrase many times, is that if you can put your head on your pillow at night knowing that you've given your best effort, all right, then you're going to be happy. It really won't – how big your muscles are, how little body fat you have, if you can put your head on your pillow at night every night knowing you put in a great bodybuilding and training day and exercise day, you're going to be happy regardless of how much muscle you have or how much body fat you have, all right? And that comes down to those daily disciplines that we often talk about, those structured things that you should do day in and day out, no exceptions, whether those are 3 things every day, like eating your meals on time, going to the gym on time, whether you make them 10 things every day. Focus on the things you know you need to do and execute them, and that's going to be a big percentage of the battle, and that's focusing on you. And look, if you go 10 for 10 of your daily disciplines, what other people say of you, good or bad, should be secondary, far secondary in anything you consider when you evaluate how well you're doing. Because I can tell you this, if you know you should be doing 10 things every day to have a great bodybuilding and training day, to have the body that you want, and somebody tells you, and you only do 2 of them for a week, you're off track. Well, Ben, what's going to happen? If you do 2 of the 10 things for 2 weeks, you're out of groove, you're not in sync, you're not doing the things you know you should do. And someone says, wow, Ben, you look awesome. Well, what are you going to think about that?
Okay.
Is that going to be a rewarding comment?
No, I don't think so. No, certainly, because it's not really living up to that potential. You're not really just following through, it's just at a lower point, I suppose. So not feeling great about that, but certainly you could, use that as a catalyst to, keep going. So
what I'm pointing out is that if you're not living up to your own self-imposed standards, somebody else telling you how great you are, you're just going to blow it off. It's not going to mean anything to you. You might appreciate someone took the time there, but doesn't matter how great you think I am. I don't think I'm great because I'm not living up to my self-imposed standards. I'm not doing the things that I need to do every day. Now, on the same token, it should work in your favor when you do 10 for 10 for 3 months straight of those things. And someone says, hey, your arms could be a little bit bigger, or whatever, guys would say, I don't even know. Or how about using that max OT analogy? That, hey, can 4 to 6 reps work? From what I've read, that can't work. There's no possible way that can work. Or you're overtraining because you train 5 days a week, or whatever. You're not even knowing the facts that it's not 5 days a week that creates overtraining. It's like if you train for 2 hours a day for 5 days a week, maybe that's overtraining. But when you're training 40 minutes a day times 5 days, like they don't even know what they're talking about. They say 5 days of training to lead to overtraining, whatever they might have to say. If you're going 10 for 10, feel more, and you're doing it, and you know you're doing it, you're feeling great about your efforts, what they say is going to be, like you said, irrelevant, because you know what you're doing. Now, sometimes that might kind of do a little check. I understand that. We're working very hard. We want the best results. We're not ever going to be there and say, ta-da, I'm just the greatest thing in the world. I have nothing more to do. That's not the champion you. The champion you is always going to be striving for one level higher, and that's not just in your bodybuilding and training efforts. That's everywhere in life. We always have to constantly take it to the next level if we're going to be happy and content and continually fulfilled. So
yeah.
You might got a little bit of a gut check if someone says that, but the impact is going to be far less if you're doing the things you need to do. And that is probably the very best strategy that I can say to make that outside influence of other people non-existent. And here's the other tip I should give you is that you shouldn't even be open. You should carry yourself in a manner of your physiology of confidence, or you act like you're confident enough, or you're not. You don't care about anybody's opinion. Again, whether it's positive or negative, you should be running your own life and what other people think and their passive, subjective opinion about your life. It's your life. You're the one who invests 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in your life, what somebody says passing should have little or no effect.
So
that being said, you should carry yourself, or at least if you have to, until you get it down, is you act as if your opinion, whether it's appreciated, if it's a positive comment, but it doesn't matter. And you carry yourself in that manner. No one's even going to come up to you and say anything, and then you don't have to worry about it. The outside influence of other people. And I can tell you this, is that when it comes to anything in the gym, I've never had anybody come to me and question what I'm doing right to my face about it. So it's those types of things that I don't even need to even worry about. And that's just, you know, because I know what I have to do. I know when I'm doing it. And I'm not open for that type of, those type of comments. Excuse me. So go ahead, Ben. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with, you know, every part of that. And I mean, that's certainly not an issue for me in my life. And just these other gentlemen, I suppose, to some of his associations and that type of thing, maybe some of them just aren't so life-giving for him. And, you know, that just affects him. He might be sensitive in that way. And certainly, you know, my opinion to that is if someone's not, you know, motivating you for good and it's not enriching your life in some way, if someone's just pulling you down, you know, just maybe cut that, you know, association, or, you know, do your best to avoid that influence if it's not actually assisting him in a positive way. So that's I think that's important.
Those of you in the chat room, I want to hear your experiences. Call me right now at 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Tell me how you deal with the influence of other people and what strategy you might have to share. I'm sure we've all gone through this. Type in any comments that you have, but I want you to call in. Again, I've got a free ebook for you, $24.99 value, 347-326-9145. You know, Ben, I just have to keep on talking about this. It just is a reoccurring theme over and over again, and If you out there have listened to the Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk radio show, whether you're listening to it live or in a podcast or downloaded versions, I always talk about information overload and how you have to break through that, how you have to find a way to get enough confidence to pick a training strategy, find a mentor, find a guru, someone you believe in, and then after that point, you just got to put your effort and go forward. No one's going to be able to tell you, give you any guarantees about anything in life, and that comes to your bodybuilding training efforts. You're not going to be able to look at a training program or an eating program on the internet or in a book, and it's not going to sell you. It may do a good job of convincing, but it's you to be convincing yourself that it's going to work, and you convince yourself that you're going to put the effort into this training or program or this eating program. It's up to you to convince yourself, and that's what Ben was talking about at the top of the show, about controlling your emotions to get that effort. Well, you know, I got an email last week, and, you know, it was an email, and it just said something very vague, very general, and it said, hey, can you help me build muscle mass? This is a one-liner. And a lot of times when I see that, I mean, I won't answer a lot of emails. And again, going through thousands and thousands of emails over the years, I can kind of tell level of commitment in the email. Now, I'm not clairvoyant. I don't pretend to be some mind reader. But we're talking about I have literally hundreds of articles and podcasts and radio shows. You can hear my voice for literally dozens and dozens of hours. You can see hundreds of pages of free articles on the website, e-books for free, exercises for free, a whole website of information out there. So I can't spend a lot of time rehashing the same information that I have available. I know that the most committed individuals will find the information out there, especially right on my website. If they take the time to find my email address, probably right above my email address, there's some link to whatever question they're asking me. So you have to understand on my end over here, even though I just, as you can tell by this show, it's 7 a.m. on Sunday morning when I do this show every single week, which I've done for every single week for over a year now. I love helping people, and I love this bodybuilding and training and helping take people to the next level. At the same time, I only have so much time in a day. And so when I read the emails, depending on the level of commitment that I see, or I can see how much effort they put into, how much time they put into their own efforts, I'm not going to put in more time into someone else's bodybuilding and training than they're willing to invest in themselves. All right? Do you understand what I'm talking about there, Ben?
Spot on, definitely.
So, yeah. You know, I saw that. Obviously, he asked me such a general question about can I help him gain muscle mass. I mean, that was probably the most general question I've ever gotten. So I just sent an email back, just took a couple seconds and said, skiplacour.com. And then he emailed me back and said, can we talk on the phone? I'm just thinking, wow, you know, I mean, all these radio shows that I do for free, all the information on the internet, free website, and then you see all the services, all the DVDs I sell, all the e-books I sell, and phone consultations that I offer for a charge, too. Yet he's persistent enough to say he wants to talk to me on the phone. Well, at that point, and again, it's through experience, when I get on that path, I can't give a person enough time. And so then it becomes a lose-lose. They talk to me asking for more information. I only give them so much. Turns into a half-hour conversation. And they get off the phone unhappy. They didn't get more time. I just spent a half an hour giving away information that's not going to be used. So, again, you know, I'm not clairvoyant. I can't necessarily predict what the future is. It's just that I've done this many, many times. It's happened over and over again. So I need to protect my time. Well, you know, there's been some internet scams going on over the internet, so that I'm very well aware of. And so I very rarely answer my business phone line. I direct people to other different sources or to leave a message and I'll get back. Or I'd be answering my phone all day long. All right. So this, because I was anticipating a call, I answered the phone. Guess who this was? This was the same guy who sent me that email. And he was also the same guy who had left two messages on the machine about he was going to be persistent. This guy called me on at least 2 days in a row requesting to talk to me with desperation in his voice. Well, so I accidentally answered the phone, and so he said, hey, yeah, this is, you know, and he said his name, and I really want you to help me. And I said, you know, it's very persistent of you to call, but have you checked out my website? He goes, well, I have. And I said, well, you know, then, but you obviously haven't applied the information. He goes, well, no, I have. If you don't understand, I've tried 26 different programs and none of them work. Okay, and I just went, wow. Well, I go, and they all seem to be really confident about what they're telling me. I don't know what to do. I go, well, you know, obviously, you haven't been training very long. I bet you haven't been training a year. And he said, no, I've been training for 5 years. And first of all, I know anybody who's been training for 5 years that is really dedicated would not be calling me up right now. It's just not possible. All right. And then I said, okay, well, let me ask you this. And I think maybe this is an exception. I said, well, maybe this is a guy who's a really overachiever and probably has this amazing physique, but he's just looking for that top 1%. Maybe he's a national level competitor or something like that, looking for that special edge. But then I kind of said, well, then he wouldn't be asking me how to gain muscle, but I just checked that. I said, well, let me ask you this. If you've been training for 10 years on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you say, how happy are you with your results? He goes, oh, probably a 5. And I go, well, look, you know, I just said, look, here's the information, go here. And I said, I can tell this about you. And just he gave certain indicators in his voice and his frustration, his persistence that I am going to give him the information, this magical information for him, and he's tried 26 different programs. I basically told him, look, I can take any one of those 26 programs because I'm persistent and dedicated enough. They may not be the best one, but I'll surely find an avenue to another one after I've applied all of those. And I told him, I guarantee you've just dabbled in and out of those, never going to see the results. Wouldn't even let me off. He desperately, he said, well, you do the max OT, and what about the reps and this and that? And then I go, look, this is what you need to do. Go to bodybuilding.com, all right, and record. I have these podcasts, and there's two segments on information overload. That's what you're suffering from right now. And any question you're going to ask me right now, I probably answered on those two podcasts. It'll take 20 minutes of your time to listen about information overload. You know what? This is what I'm going to do for you. I want you to listen to those podcasts, and then you can email me then. You can email me then, and then tell me what you've learned from that podcast and what you're going to do. All right? I took the time. Then he still wouldn't let me off the phone. He goes, well, you've been a drug-free bodybuilder all your life? I'm just thinking, well, what does that have to do with anything? You know, again, you know, it's like I said, I have what I have to convince you of that before you take my advice. Like I said, look, let me just tell you something. Those podcasts that I just told you to listen to that you still won't get off the phone and listen to, I said, I probably recorded those. I chopped them up and edited them, did the processing work, blended them, made sure the audio tone was right, sent them over to bodybuilding.com and posted. Those two 20-minute podcasts probably took me 3 hours of work to do, all right? They're on the Internet right now. You're going to make me tell you everything that I'm going to tell you right now. It's that you're going to be that selfish with your time and your situation. It's so unique and you're so desperate that you're going to be so persistent and not let me get off the phone when I just gave you the directive of what you can do.
Wow.
And finally, I just basically have to hang up on him. Now, I'm giving an extreme example, but if you're listening out there on the show, think about how this may apply to you, all right, and think about your desperate attempt for information. And actually, what I did tell him, I said, look, you know what you need to do more than anything? You need to go visit the manformation.com website, because this is not about bodybuilding training. This is about your ability to lead your own life, lead your own emotions, controlling your emotions, as you brought up at the beginning of this show, Ben, and go forward, you know. And guess what? He already looked at the manformation website. Not quite sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if he just dabbled there too. Anyway, so he calls back, and again, I'm expecting that call, and it was about something else. He goes, hey, yeah, I went to that website. Are those in podcasted? Are those MP3s? How do I download those? And I said to him, you got to be kidding me. We're in 2009, and you're calling me to tell you how to do an audio. I wrote the work. I thought about it. I did the audio work. I had it posted. And now you're going to call me back and tell you how to listen to an MP3, how to download it, how to. I go, you don't know that? You don't have a computer expert who lives in your next dorm room or down the street that can tell you how to do an MP3? You've got to call me. All right?
Unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I said, you know, I hope everyone understands, and again, if there's just a kernel that you can learn from this, it's all in your hands. You know, whatever program, you need to get to work. You know, and I sure hope that this is, and I got some email from a guy, he gave me some criticism, constructive criticism in his opinion of my show, and he told me how he listens to 9 bodybuilding shows, a podcast over the internet. And then, you know, I get these Skip LaCour Google alerts, and it's something like the same guy posted how he listens to 9 podcasted, you know, versions. So why do you need to listen to 9 shows? What is all that information going to give you? I would love to see this guy's physique because, in my experience, the people who gather the most information, they can't get themselves going. So anyway, I get him off the phone again. And then I get an email, and it says, I went to the site, and I looked through them. Which episode is it? There's 8 episodes. They're all titled. Listen to all 8 of them, I'm thinking. You know, you're going to want me to go look and tell you what episode of there. You can't just Google, you know, information. You can't find it on there. He's so persistent in coming to me like I'm going to just... Why don't I just go fly to your house and train with you and get a fork and feed you too? You know what I mean? And he sent me another email. This is all. He sent me another email. So what should I do? Just Google and look for Max OT? I'm just thinking. And this is the frustration that I have, is that sometimes, everyone out there, it's you. It's not the training program. It's not the diet. It's you don't have the mental fortitude. You don't have the emotional stability to follow through it. Now, again, I know everybody sounds so convincing with their training programs and everything. I understand that. The only way you're going to get through this, and this is for everything in life, okay? This isn't just about your bodybuilding training efforts. And I use this analogy with the guy. I said, you wanted to make $1 billion, okay? And you happen to call Donald Trump on the phone and say, Donald, I tried 26 different money-making plans and they didn't work. Can you help me? I mean, there's a certain point where he's just going to tell you, just be persistent, you'll figure it out. All right. So, anyway, hopefully, I'm using an extreme example, I'm being kind of colorful with the whole thing. I'm kind of playing with this concept again, just so that I just emphasize the point in one way that, you know, might get through if you're out there struggling, that you got to look inward, you got to control the emotions, and you got to take charge. Now, I've got a call from the 450 error code. Caller, are you there? 450.
Hey, Skip, how are you doing? This is Adrian calling.
Adrian, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. We spoke a couple of weeks ago. As I'm ready for a show, I'm about 20 weeks out.
Oh, okay. Now, are you in Canada? Is that right?
I am, yes.
Okay, all right. I saw your pictures after we talked. You look awesome, man. You're ripped.
I'm trying to get ready. Trying to get ready. But my question to you is this. Now, last year after my show, I started training Max OT, and of course my strength went up incredibly. I started using weights that I've never used before, and I've really seen a transformation in my physique. The only fear that I have is implementing Max OT cardio. I have such a fear that it's going to just eat me alive. I just want to know, what do you think? How can I get by that? Just dive into
right. Yeah, how many weeks do you have to your show?
20.
Okay, I didn't hear that. How many?
It's 20 weeks.
Okay, so you got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Now, I know. I looked at your pictures. I saw your email. Now everyone out there. Now, this is a gentleman who's done 99% of the work. He's looking for that 1% edge. So this is the extreme example of the example that I used before. And I know this from his emails, okay? And you could probably hear it in his voice, right? So when I say, hey, 20 weeks, a lot of people, you know, Adrian, would say, no, that's so much time. I don't even start doing cardio until 10 weeks out or whatever. But you're not that type of person. You're the person who's dedicated all year focusing to that. So knowing your mindset, 20 weeks sounds like it's tomorrow, okay? That's not enough time. You know what I mean? I know that's the kind of person you are, but I'm going to just tell you, 20 weeks is a lot of time, all right? Especially probably how prepared you already are. So what I'm asking you to do is just try it for 3 weeks. You're still going to have 17 weeks to the show. Heck, your competition isn't going to even start dieting until 12 weeks, okay? All right?
Yeah.
And you know that's probably true, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So you're at 20 weeks. I want you to try MaxOT for 3 weeks, and then that's what's going to prove it to you, because I could probably give you a great sales job. I can give you free access to my members-only website. For those of you who don't have it, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'll give you access, username and password to my members-only website. You can see my cardiovascular training program, the MaxOT training that Adrian talks about. I documented my intensity and progress and how many cardio sessions I did all the way to my shows, actually 2 national championship victories. So you can see exactly how I did it. I can tell you that other great natural champs like Jeff Willett use MaxOT too. You guys can send you to the AST.com website. They could give you access to their website, tell you all about MaxOT. I could give you a great sales job, all right? And I can tell you with absolute certainty that MaxOT cardio, and for those of you who don't know what MaxOT cardio, maximum overload training, the cardio portion is 16 minutes, intense 16 minutes, not a passive walking on a treadmill for 45 minutes. And believe me, I've done that, and with, you know, decent results because I did everything else right back before I was introduced to MaxOT cardio at a passive, you know, a calm pace or 30 minutes and maybe an intermediate medium-type pace. And but MaxOT cardio is about giving 100% effort and in measurable ways, meaning that if you're on a recumbent bike, let's say, and you have it at a certain resistance level, or you're going to burn so many calories, just say 300 calories as the machine rates it, and go a distance, I don't know, of 9 miles, right? Well, that next time you're doing cardio, you got to burn 301 or and go 9.1 miles. It's not about just doing time. It's about productivity when you're there, and always challenge yourself to doing more. And the champion you who's always going for more will get the most out of those 16 minutes, all right? Now, what the challenge is, and now, Adrian, your challenge is exactly what? What is it that you fear about doing this type of cardio specifically?
Good question. Well, you know, I've done long, slow, 2 hours a day version, and that didn't really work. I found that I lost a lot of size. Last year, I actually tried to do it diet only, and that didn't work. I found the same thing happened. So I don't know. It's just general fear of something new, I guess.
Okay, something new, something not so conventional the way every quote-unquote bodybuilder does it. Is that
exactly
it? Or, but nothing specific, like I'll burn off all my muscle mass with so much intensity. Or is that part of the concern too?
That's part of it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you my experience with MaxOT cardio. Well, you know, same thing. I was at a point, and that was in like 2002. That's when I won the Team Universe. Is that, you know, it was a make it or break it year. My career, I probably, for my whole life approach, I probably should have stopped competing a few years before. But I kept on going forward. I kept on winning the same contest. Didn't really know where the next place to go in my life was. I didn't have that quite set up for it. So I just felt this was my make it or break it year, so I was going to do everything I can to become the best, try different things. You know, nothing to lose, go for broke. So I started MaxOT cardio in the off season. And first of all, I love the challenge of going so hard, not just doing time, you know. And also, and you know how this is, Adrian, you're so precision with your eating. You know, going to the gym that second time of the day or even during that first time, 45 minutes cardio sessions, you know, when you eat every 2 hours can really throw you off. And also, if there's any time that you're not going to be a discipline, you want to cut your cardiovascular training sessions short, it's probably going to happen with a 45-minute session more than anything else.
That's right.
I found out that, number one, the execution, my follow-through ability with Maxo T Cardio was massively improved. I went 100%. And, you know, even for someone as committed me as I was to win, I don't know if, you know, 20 weeks out, if I hit every single cardio session I had planned or went for all 45 minutes back in the day. I mean, I guess I can look back and say, oh, yeah, I was 100%. I don't know if I was, but I'm sure my percentage was good. But with Max OT, it became 100% because it was just 16 hard minutes.
Right.
Now, the other thing is I love the challenge of it, always having to be serious about it and shooting for a goal, having to beat something. It made it more of a challenge and more of a game, something more interesting rather than just doing my time. So that was something that really, you know, made it more interesting. Now, the flip side of that was, man, you got to be psyched to do it. You don't sit your butt on that recumbent bike or whatever it is you do unless you're ready to go. It isn't like the old days, that 45-minute cardio where you just basically show up and grab a magazine or whatever you do. I mean, you got to be ready to go. There's a certain amount of fear involved, just like it with everything in life that you really go for, that really is rewarding, that there's a payoff at the end. There's a certain amount of fear. And that's something that you're going to have to manage. And if you don't manage the emotions, like Ben talked about at the top of the hour, you're going to find ways to not follow through. So that's one of the things you need to keep in mind as you adopt Max OT Cardio. But let's just talk about, you know, the science of it. Let's talk about the science of cardiovascular training and when it comes to losing body fat. And that's why you're really doing it, Adrian. That fat loss to get ripped up for a show. Now, at 20 weeks, and this is what we talked about when you were on the show before, as I said, incorporating cardiovascular into your training in the off-season gets that metabolism running, helps you eat more and more calories while still getting lean, and we bumped up your calories at that time.
That's right.
And so that when it came down to the end of the show, in the end of your contest dieting, those last 2 or 3 weeks, you may be eating a couple thousand calories rather than just starving with, I don't know, 700 calories like some guys try to do.
Right.
Because your cardio made your metabolism so high, you got to eat so much food in the off season. So that's another benefit. But for basically fat loss, how that works, you know, it's not the fat that you're burning during that 45-minute session. And so for some people say, well, you can't burn fat in 16 minutes, and you hear people say things like, well, the body doesn't start converting energy from the fat until 20 minutes in the cardio session. That's not how the latest studies show how cardio works. Basically, it just revs up your metabolism, whether it's 16 minutes, very hard and intense, or 45 minutes at a moderate pace. It revs it up for the rest of the 24 and a half hours of the day. So it's metabolism that is generated, that's spiked up through the cardio and not what you're actually doing at that time. So that being said, if you can get just as much rev up ability for your metabolism the other 23 and a half hours of your day in 16 minutes by going harder, that might be a better investment for some of those other reasons than 45 minutes. Okay. The other thing about it is that that went along with it is I protected that hard-earned muscle mass by my intelligent eating habits by bracketing every cardio session, every weight training session with a proper nutrition of high-quality VP2 whey protein, the sugars of the GGC. You know, so it protects the muscle that I do in only those 16 minutes. And if you think about this, people are concerned about wearing down muscle with those cardio sessions. Well, 16 hard minutes versus 45 minutes, I think there's probably a better chance to wear yourself down, flatten yourself out, fatigue yourself by going those 45 minutes than just hitting it hard in just 16 minutes. So those are all the things about it. But again, Adrian, I know you dedicated a lot of time and effort. You probably had an awesome off season up to this point. But there is a certain point in time where you're going to need to take some risk, and that's what takes everybody to the next level. I talked about when I started Max OT training. I mean, I had already won the Team Universe overall probably 4 years before that. Well, I could easily just do what I've always been doing
right. And
hope for that same great result. But I did. I rolled the dice. I tried something new. It worked out extremely well for me, and so for all those reasons why I told you why I preferred max OT cardio, like I said, the intensity level, the time frame, the 100% follow through, and it did protect muscle, and it did speed up my metabolism. It brought me to an even higher level, and that's, you know, 4 years older, and I was already over 40 years old at that time, too.
Wow.
So, yeah, so those are all my selling points. Now, just like I said, you know, to the guy on the telephone, I said, look, I can spend 3 hours convincing you of your 27th training program, you know, but it's up to you to be sold and actually do and get the best of what you said. So I suggest this is that just go for it. Roll the dice. Do what I did after being a national champion already. It led me to another national championship. And you just need to keep in mind, I know you put in the time and effort. You're way ahead of schedule, I am sure. But even if this doesn't work, first of all, a scale from 1 to 10, just say what you're doing already is a 10, your cardio methods, right? Well, I'll tell you this. Worst case, I know you're going to be happy. I know you're going to be, it's whatever you're doing right now, it's going to be surpassed with max OT cardio. I already know that, okay? But even if you're not, I mean, what's the worst that is going to be? If your current session, training cardio sessions are 10, and everything you want out of productivity, efficiency, at the very least, max OT cardio is going to do a 7. The difference between a 10 and a 7 over just 3 weeks is really nothing in your big picture with 17 weeks to go. So those are all my reasons to sell you on why you need to get out there and give it a shot. Now it's up to you, big guy. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sold. I'm just going to make sure to bracket my cardio, you know, the VP2 and the sugar. Just another question. Do you feel that using a treadmill would be effective?
You know, here's how it works. I'm going to give you, two answers. One is, it's really about getting your heart rate up. That so, if you can do it with a treadmill, if you can do it with a recumbent bike that I love to do,
right,
or any other machine. Cardio is about getting the heart rate up, all right? So by me saying, oh, no, you can't do it with a treadmill, okay, that's not completely accurate. This is what I would say, though, is that, you know, cardio is a skill set in a lot of ways, all right? Getting on a treadmill, there's a lot of other movement, you know, the gait, your flow, you know, of your body. And to use an extreme example of what I'm talking about, you've been in a treadmill and you've seen a guy who looks like he's some distance runner. He's just smooth as silk on that treadmill, right?
Right.
And then you see that, you know, 42-year-old woman who's new to the gym, and you can hear her feet clomping, you know, all the way across the gym because she's so awkward, she's so novice on that treadmill.
Right.
And you're thinking, geez, lady, your knees aren't going to last 2 weeks doing that, right?
Right.
Okay. They're both doing the treadmill, right? But their level of body movement and efficiency are massively different, okay? So that's going to make a difference. I just say get all that element of technique and prestige. Get that out of your cardio. That's my advice to you. You know, you're there to burn calories, not to, you know, not to do anything else. So what I say is I get on a recumbent bike. You know what that is? That's just me putting, you know, my feet on the pedal and going as hard as I can. You know what I mean? There's no skill set involved. Does
right.
that make sense?
It certainly does.
And that's why I advocate it. And even other machines with, you know, it's all about the heart rate, all about getting that up. And the less thinking you have to do, the less technique you have to do, the better. But if you can do it on a treadmill, if you need to change your pace, that's going to help you execute. You just remember, you get that heart rate up too. The other thing too is that, seems like different machines and how you can rate yourself, how you can track and monitor, they'll be affected. I don't know if a treadmill is. I guess if you use it all the time, it would be measurable. But you know, Adrian, maybe you can tell me your thoughts on this. Have you ever been in a cardio mood and you use the same machine and you got the same readings and you felt you were working out at the same level of intensity, a lot of good workouts? Then you seem to get bored at it, right? And then you went to another machine, whether it's a treadmill or some other, you know, recumbent bike or whatever type of machine. And the reading might have been just as many miles traveled, or just as many calories burned, but you didn't feel you even got close to the same workout you got on the other machine. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Certainly do, yep.
Yeah, so that's why I'm more about using the Shane machines, leaving less technique, and just going for it, all right?
Perfect.
All right, brother. Well, keep us posted. I want you to call back and tell everybody your experience with MaxOT, whether you find it working well for you or not. I'm sure it'll be working well for you, but call back and let us all know, all right?
I'll definitely do that. Always helpful. Okay. Skip. Thanks.
All right. Good luck, Adrian. All right, now we have a caller from the 908 area code. Caller, are you there? 908.
Yeah, I'm here, Dean. I'm here, Skip. It's Dean.
Dean, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing great, doing great. I want to actually follow up with the questions on the MaxOT training.
Okay.
And my goal is to put on as much muscle as I can, continue to build strength. Now, also, I'm now following MaxOT exactly how you have it outlined. I'm not using my own version of it.
Okay.
And so my question is this. Can I do the 16 minutes of cardio 5 days a week without it interfering with the muscle building process?
Okay. Now, MaxOT recommends that you separate for maximum muscle gains. Remember, in the most effective and the most efficient way, all right,
uh-huh.
You separate cardio from your weight training 10 to 12 hours. That way, you can make sure you preserve the very most muscle mass as humanly possible. All right, so
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna tell you exactly how it's lined out in the program and how it's all been figured out. So separating it to 10 to 12 hours from your cardio sessions. Now, is that how many cardio sessions do you want to do, 5 a week? Now, is it possible for you to separate them from 10 to 12 hours?
I could if I'd work out at one. The best, close to that, yes, pretty much, yes.
Okay, okay. And then here's the other thing is how do you schedule your workouts where maybe if you can't, and then it would be, okay, well, two of the sessions would be on those days off of weight training. You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, MaxOT gives you the guidelines just to do it, just to follow through for the maximum results. So that's why I'm going to give you that guideline. You know, there's going to be some things you're going to have to do what you have to do, depending on your schedule. But that's how it's outlined for the maximum muscle gains. All right?
Uh-huh. Okay. So then, again, because part of my mindset is the old-fashioned way of thinking, like, oh, if you do a lot of cardio, it's going to interfere with the muscle-building process. But the way this is designed, because I was reading on AST site, and they said that 16 minutes should not basically interfere with the body's ability to build muscle and gain strength.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's right, and that's another reason for the MaxOT cardio. At the same time, though, again, it's like, you know, it's finding the most efficient way to build muscle mass, okay? So, you know, even with that, it is only 16 minutes, separating it by that distance. So those are all the parameters. Now, there are some things to consider, too. And, again, I don't want you to start. See, this is what you need to understand when you're doing any, whether it's MaxOT, weight training, MaxOT, cardio, blending the two together, or any nutritional program or any other training program out there. Is that, you know, I can't speak for every person who designs the program, but you have to follow an outline to get the results that they promise you. When you start theorizing and changing it, we'll expect compromised results, okay? So you may have to make a decision. I love doing cardio. I'm 40 years old. My health is really important to me. I want to build muscle. And 2 days a week, I'm not going to separate my cardio by 10 to 12 hours because of my schedule doing that. But the other 3 days I am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Now, this is if you do everything right. Your cardio, your weight training, you do a MaxOT, you eat right, you bracket your workouts with proper nutrition, your time, your anabolic timing is, you really put in the effort to set it up right. And the only variance that you did was on two of your cardio days, they're not separated by 10 to 12 hours, okay? So Dean number one, after 1 year, who has 2 days not separated by 10 to 12 hours, okay, that's Dean number one. And D number two, 1 year later, okay? And he did exactly the max OT weight. How much more muscle would be? How much muscle difference would you think there would be?
After a year, my first thought was not much, really, if that's all I'm doing wrong.
No, I agree with you. I bet it would be ounces different, if anything, okay? If you're doing all those other things right.
It would be probably not noticeable.
Right. But what would be noticeable is your attitude, your sense of certainty. Is this working? Is it not working? Did I do it right? And everything like that. But I think that in those controlled conditions, which are really impossible to do because there's so many factors like mental and all that, it would be probably a very slight difference. So that all being considered, everybody needs to make their choice based on their lives and following through. So, but it's most important to at least start with exactly how the programs are outlined to get the best result. Right, Dean?
Okay, perfect, yes.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining the show today. Everyone have a great week, and we'll talk to you later. Visit the Skip LaCour website at skiplacour.com. Take advantage of that package, that packed my complete book and DVD package. It has all my 7 DVDs and my over 2,000 pages of writing in 10 book titles, and you can get that on skiplacour.com.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this two-disc, four-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.